שלום לכולם, אנחנו קוראים בזוהר.
Hello everybody, we are reading from the Zohar. To feel us all as one, as it's in the book, and by prepared by a clip from Rav. If we take Zohar, on with these books, they're talking about the middle line. You can open to Zohar with the Sulam commentary, and what's the difference is that in the Zohar and in the Torah, the middle line is very concealed in a way that's poetic, story-oriented. It's telling about it, but it's not clear what to do with it. And what Baal HaSulam did, especially, and that's why it's called a Sulam, a ladder, is that these two lines, left and right line, he builds in the middle the rungs of the ladder. He builds these rungs of the ladder as the middle line here. It's the interpretation in the Sulam commentary that when we open it, there's exit from the Zohar, and there's then the commentary of the middle line of how it can be constructed by taking here and putting it there, doing the restriction, changing the left line, putting something there and building the middle line. There's always this recipe of how to cook, how to prepare, how to build the middle line, because that's what's essential. Without that, these forces aren't worth anything. All of the religions are built on either the left or the right line. All of these exercises and mysticism and meditations are also either left or right. The middle line is only, as Baal HaSulam explains in the introduction to the Sulam commentary. This is an introduction of one of the four introductions to the Book of Zohar. It's called an introduction to the Sulam commentary. That's introducing what is this Sulam commentary, the ladder that we rise upon, that is the middle line. And it's something that's unprecedented, that even a Zohar that's revealed after thousands of years, it was concealed for so long, and you know, I was watching a clip that after so many years it came to us, and okay, so now what, after taking it out of its place and we're presenting it to the audience, we need to open the book and show how to work with the middle line. Together, we can reveal the middle line. When we are reading from Zohar for All, introduction of the Book of Zohar, general explanation for all 14 commandments and how they're divided into the 7 days of creation. Heading, general explanation for all 14 commandments and how they're divided into the 7 days of creation. We will read from item 4. When the light was concealed for the next world, the harsh judgment came out on the second day of the work of creation in the verse, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it separate between water and water." In other words, hell was created on the second day, the harsh judgment, enabling the keeping of the commandment of love on both sides, the side of harsh judgment too, even when he takes his soul, as it is written, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." That quality of love that he was awarded from the side of Chesed will not be deficient in any way, even when he takes his soul and might. Indeed, that harsh judgment emerged only below the firmament in the lower water, in Malchut, Nukva of Ze'anpin, Rachel, who stands from his chazeh and below, from the chazeh down, in each partsuf, indicates below the parsa in him the firmament that separates between the upper and water and lower waters in him. Thus, from the chazeh down, in each partsuf, it is the lower water of that partsuf. Item 5. The third commandment is to know that there is a great and ruling God in the world, and to properly unify Him in upper Vak and in lower Vak, called upper unification and lower unification. The six words in the verse, Hear, O Israel, Shema Israel, are the unification of the upper Vak, and the six words in the verse, Blessed be the name of the glory of His kingship forever and ever, are the lower unification. It is so because once the quality of fear appeared in the verse, In the beginning God created, and the quality of love on the part of Chesed in the verse, Let there be light, for the next world, with the concealing for the next world on the first day of the work of creation, and the quality of harsh judgment on the second day. In the verse, Let there be a firmament. You are given room to unify him in love on both sides. This is all that is needed for the quality of love is incomplete with it. Thus we have the strength to make that unification in full. This is the third commandment, the third day of the work of creation, through an awakening from below in Torah, prayer, and good deeds, called raising man. We raise the discernment of from Chazeh of Zon of Atzilut and above to Aban Ima of Yeshut, and he receives from them the Mochin of Let There Be Light, which is the love from the side of Chesed from Chazeh of Yeshut and above. This measure of light is called Vak of Ze'anpin, and they are the upper Vak, upper water from Chazeh and above, the next world where there is light of the first day. It is called Vak because it indicates lack of Chabad as reception of complete light requires the partsuf to have all 10 vessels called Chabad, Chagat, Nehim. We did not raise the entire partsuf of Zon to Abba and Ima of Yesud, only the part from the Chazeh and above in it, Chabad Chagat, for we could not raise from Chazeh of Zon and below because of the harsh judgment there, which is the lower water. Since we raised only six vessels from the Chazeh of Ze'anpin and above, we receive only six lights. Thus, the six lights Chagat Nehi, clothed in the six vessels Chabad Chagat of Ze'anpin, and there is no room to receive the three lights Chabad due to absence of Nehi of the vessels from his Chazeh and below, which could not rise to Abba and Ima due to the coarseness and harsh judgment in them. it follows that we unify only Vak of Zeranpin, lacking Ga of lights because of the absence of the bottom three of the vessels. And opposite those six lights, Chagat Nehi, there are six words in the verse, Hear, O Israel, receiving only in the upper unification from the upper water, from the Chazeh and above, in Mochin of love, only from the side of Chesed. Six. However, fear should also be included in these mochin of vak, in the concealing of the light, which was done in the place from chazeh of Yesud and below. It is called dry and desolate, because the light remained entirely from chazeh and above. Below the Chazeh became dry and devoid of light. This is the big Dalet in Echad, 1, implying the Nehi of Tvuna that was dried of this light. This dry land is received in Nukva of Zeranpin from the Chazeh and above, Leah, which can rise with him to Abba and Ima, as she is from his Chazeh and above. But now the small Nukva, Rachel, cannot rise with Zeranpin in a higher unification, as she is considered lower water from the Chazeh and below, which is the place of the harsh judgment. This upper unification is, as it is written, let the waters gather onto one place, and let the dry land appear, said in the third day of the work of creation. When the degrees below the heaven gathered into one place to be wholeness for Vak, and let the tried land appear, means to also connect the degrees of Zeranpin to the Dalet in Echad, called dry land, who is received by Leah, the great Nukva of Zeranpin from the Chazeh and above, that completes the upper unification. And this is the first, it was good, said in the third day of the work of creation. We will watch now a clip of Rav Michael Leitman. My Malchut is a collection of all of our souls. It's all of us together. And here's Yesod. We will talk about it. So if I am able to construct this system in me, not to construct, it's in me, but to discover it, to start working with it correctly, I open the soul. I start to understand where I am. Where are these forces that are operating behind this wrapping of this world? And where's the other side of the weaving of the ties, and where it's working? Because the whole thought of creation is the middle line, and if I build in me that middle line, I start to understand him according to the greatness of the middle line. I start to get closer to him according to the force and the greatness of these qualities and the ability and the opportunity and the differences in the different spectrum here. We start to relate to it, and we see that the book of Zohar is volumes of just talking about the middle line in all the different discernments and the different ways of coarseness. That's it. that way we start to relate to creation, not in two lines, but through the middle line. We start to see Him, the Creator, standing behind these two lines and saying, like this, that it's Him operating in this way, that there is, that He's operating me through these two lines, the same way that we operate a horse with the two reins, not the, the horse doesn't feel us operating it, but it, the reins operating, but if we feel, what's behind, and we start to open up the system of the three lines, and we start to, how He's operating us, to start to understand Him. That's from His actions we'll get to know Him, that He's operating on us, and through those operations we start to understand Him, His mind, His thought of creation. And therefore, the Sulam commentary in the book of Zohar is an interpretation of the middle line, and it's essential because after it's been revealed by Baal HaSulam, it's already a means for all of humanity to reach their correction. We'll continue with item 7. Once this dry land was tied in the upper unification, Leah, Nukva of Zeranpin, it must also be tied below, in the Vak below, which are blessed be the name of the glory of His kingship forever and ever. It is so because once the Chazeh and above of Zon extended and descended with the Mochin of the six words of Her, O Israel, to her place below, she bonded with His Nehi below into a single Partsuf as before. Nehi cannot receive the Mochin of the upper unification, which are the next world and upper waters, since they are from the Chazeh and below, lower waters. Yet the dry land that was included in these Mochin can still come down and be received below Chazeh of Zeranpin, as it essentially comes from the lower water of Yeshut, the place of the light's departure. Hence, we should extend Leah, the dry land, to the place of Rachel, from the Chazeh and below. Then, what was dry land becomes a land for bearing fruit and offspring, for planting trees, in the unification below. Blessed be the name of the glory of His kingship forever and ever, when it becomes Eretz, land, earth, a complete desire. Even though Zeranpin received His Mochin from Chazeh and above and descended to His place, He could not give them to His Nukva, Leah, for she received the dry land of Tvuna, which are unfit for reception of any light, because the power of concealment governs them. Hence, at that time, Leah is regarded as a place of desolation, which does not bear fruit. For this reason, there was also no wholeness in Zeranpin, for the wholeness of the male is in bestowal upon the Nukva, and since he had no one upon whom to bestow, he was lacking wholeness. The reason for it is the concealment was only to disclose a complete quality of love on both sides, on the har side as well. And since from Chazeh of Zeranpin and above it is upper water, in which there is no harsh judgment at all, the concealing came up empty-handed on both accounts, since the concealing and the dry land were already governing there. Yet it was not sufficiently completed, as she lacked the purpose, the harsh judgment that gives room for disclosing the complete love on both sides, complementing the mochin from all sides, at which time the mochin grew more than when they were only from the side of chesed. But before it is revealed in the mochin of harsh judgment, the land in Leah is empty from here and from there. Hence, by extending the dry land to Chazeh of Zeranpin and below, to the place of the small Nukva, Rachel, where the harsh judgment is revealed, since it is lower water, we are allowed to disclose a complete quality of love on both sides. With it, those mochin were completed in all the desired completeness, and the mochin grew even more than when they were in only the upper water, in the quality of love from only the side of chesed.
Hence,
her being thus far dry land from Chazeh of Zeranpin and above, in the upper unification, has now, upon the descent to from the Chazeh and below, become the lower unification in the place of harsh judgment, discerned as earth, a settled place in which to bear fruit and offspring, and to plant trees as it should be. When the love united on both sides, henceforth it was said, let the dry land bring forth grass, since it was made to bear fruits and offspring as it should. This is why it is called lower unification, since the unification is particularly in the lower water. This is the second it was good of the third day, said in the verse, let the land bring forth grass, of the work of creation. Now the Nukva receives all the mochin of Vak in the upper unification, because they were completed only in the place of the lower Vat, and the lower one that complements the upper one takes the entire measure that he complemented in him. These Vak are implied in the six words in Hebrew, blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever and ever. The fourth commandment is, know that the Lord, He is the God. To include the name Elohim, Nukva of Zeranpin, in the name Havaya Zeranpin, to know that they are one and there is no separation in them. This is the verse, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven, since on the fourth day of the work of creation. This is so because here the Nukva of Zeranpin was included in Zeranpin in a single name, lights, indicating that there is no separation between them, for they are of equal level. We have already extended the Vak to Nukva in the lower unification of blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever and ever, on the third day of the work of creation, in the verse, let the land bring forth grass. Now we must extend the gal to it, so it will be face to face with Zeranpin on an equal level without any difference of degree between them, as the name lights indicates both of them together, that Havaya is Elohim. The unification was explained in the third commandment, in which we drew only Vak, because from the Chazer and above of Zeranpin rose with Leah to Abba and Ima, meaning only the six vessels Chabad Chagat of Zeranpin, because of the harsh judgment from Chazer of Zeranpin and below, they could not rise to Abba and Ima, which are pure, without any judgment. And since there was only six vessels in Zeranpin, he received only six lights, Chagat Nehi, and three lights, Chabad, remained outside, because he did not have the vessels to receive them. We will move to a clip of Rav Michael Eichmann. The whole study of the Zohar, everything that we're opening, why are we opening the Zohar? Not to forget to look for the middle line, which that line we have the contact with the Creator. There's no good, no bad. We need to organize it as one unique force that is connecting us. And if we're connecting together in Malchut, it needs to be one. And we also connect to Yesod. That is one, because it's connect all of the previous qualities, which are the Tet Rishonot, the first nine, connects them together and brings it to me, the Yesod. Is explaining what is the middle line. The Yesod gives me an example of how I need to organize myself in order to receive it, to find the contact with it. It's called everything, Hakol, the incorporating the Yesod. It's the Chafetz Chesed, Tzadik, the righteous, the Yisod Olam, Joseph, Yosef. We will learn it in depth in the Zohar, because the whole Zohar is talking about this, of how we need to organize our souls in the Malchut in order to find contact with Yisod, that is all of the light, all of the life from the Creator to us. The Creator to us. We have finished.